Hello listeners, I am Rajesh, a professional Hindi teacher. Today I am gonna introduce you the subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is very common in Hindi. The title of many popular movies contain the subjunctive mood, such as Jaane Tu Ya Jaane Na, whether you know it or not. Kal Ho Na Ho, tomorrow may or may not be, that is, there might not be any tomorrow. Rang De Basanti, Color Me Basanti, a color signifying a patriotic sacrifice. If you visit India, you will probably encounter signs that use the subjunctive mood, such as Kripya Mandir Ke Bahar Apne Joote Utar Dein, please remove your shoes outside the temple, Kripya Railing Se Duri Banaye Rakhein, please keep a distance from the railing. If you fly on an airplane in India, you will hear announcement that use the subjunctive mood, such as Sabhi Yatriyon Se Nivedan Hai Ki Ve Apni Kursi Ki Peti Bandh Le, we request that all passengers fasten their seat belt. Sabhi Yatriyon Se Anurodh Hai Ki Ve Apna Saman Akela Na Chode, we request that all passengers not leave their baggage unattended. You will probably hear some common expressions that involve the subjunctive mood, such as Jo Ho So Ho, whatever will be. The subjunctive mood is one of the four verb mood in Hindi. The subjunctive mood is used to express an action or state that is somehow unreal, such as possibility, condition, hypothetical statement, opinion, contingency, analogy, desire, contrafactual statement, duty or obligations, etc., rather than an actual action or state. For instance, consider an example. Maine use sujhav diya ki vah vakil se baat kare. I suggested that he talk to a lawyer. In the previous example, the verb baat kare is in the subjunctive mood and is in the subordinate clause ki vah vakil se baat kare. It is unreal because it is a suggestion, not an actual event. Usne mujhe bataya ki usne vakil se baat ki. In the previous example, the indicative verb baat ki was used because the speaker is describing an actual event. The term subjunctive derives from the Latin word subjunctivus, meaning joined at the end. This name alludes to the fact that subjunctive verbs are often used in subordinate clause, which are typically joined at the end of the main clause. However, the subjunctive mood is also frequently used in relative clause and conditional clauses, and there are several independent uses of the subjunctive mood, that is, uses that are not necessarily inside a particular type of clause. So in today's podcast, you learn what is the subjunctive mood verb in Hindi. In sequence of the many podcasts, I will try to cover maximize of the subjunctive mood of verb in Hindi. Hope you are enjoying this podcast, and in coming days, I will try to cover up all the possibilities. Thank you.